Iran has issued a stark warning to Western powers and Israel over what it calls an escalating campaign by the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, and its backers, ahead of a planned sixth round of nuclear talks with the United States. Behrouz Kamalvandi, deputy head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization, said any further pressure from the West or the UN nuclear watchdog would provoke a proportionate response. Speaking to Iranian state television late Monday, Kamalvandi stated that Iran may reduce its cooperation with the IAEA to basic levels. "We have cooperated beyond our obligations. If that is not appreciated, we will scale back to normal cooperation," he warned. Kamalvandi's remarks came as the IAEA Board of Governors opened a five-day session in Vienna, with Iran's nuclear program at the center of deliberations. The U.S., supported by France, Germany, and the U.K., all signatories to the 2015 nuclear agreement, are backing a new censure resolution against Tehran for alleged non-compliance. Diplomats suggest the resolution could be the most serious in nearly two decades, and may pave the way for a reactivation of the 2015 deal snapback mechanism, reinstating all UN sanctions lifted under the agreement. Iran's 2015 accord with world powers, known formally as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, JCPOA, imposed strict limits on uranium enrichment in exchange for sanctions relief. The deal unraveled after former U.S. President Donald Trump withdrew in 2018 and reimposed sweeping sanctions. Iran's nuclear authorities have long disputed the IAEA's findings, including the discovery of nuclear traces at undeclared sites, which Tehran blames on sabotage. Kamalvandi claimed on Monday that nuclear particles were planted, pointing to inspections at Turksabad, a site near Tehran. "Inspectors knew exactly where to look. It's obvious those who contaminated the site also gave them the coordinates," he said. The intelligence that led to the IAEA's scrutiny reportedly came from a 2018 Israeli raid in Tehran, which Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu later publicized as a major intelligence coup. In a twist to the ongoing standoff, Iranian officials this week claimed to have acquired a treasure trove of classified documents allegedly exposing details of Israel's secretive nuclear weapons program. While no documents have yet been released, Iran's Supreme National Security Council said the information would bolster the country's deterrence capability and enable immediate retaliation if Israel were to strike Iranian nuclear sites. "Any Israeli aggression will be met with proportionate attacks on their hidden nuclear facilities," the council stated. Senior Iranian military and intelligence officials have echoed this position, calling the documents a strategic asset amid rising regional tensions, particularly following recent setbacks for Iran's allies in Gaza, Syria, and Lebanon.